We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov ben Rav Solio. We are in Kalim Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a Kira that had projections. Now, one case was the projections were coming up from the top of the Kira itself, and we'd place a pot on those projections instead of the Kira itself. And the other case was where these projections had actually stuck out of the side of the Kira first, and then it went horizontally a little bit, and then they went up vertically, and you place a pot on top. Obviously, it's now wider. And what the Mishnah wants to know is, how do you figure out, how do you measure the airspace? So we know if a sheretz is in the airspace of the Kira, so the Kira becomes tameh. That's easy to measure when the projections are coming straight up from the top of the Kira. Okay, so that's the airspace. But if they're going out to the side and then going up on this right angle, so maybe more of the section above the Kira has the status of the avir of the airspace. And if, let's say, a sheretz is in the airspace, the Kira becomes tameh. So how do we assess this? Ketzed mishayaron hasam. So Shimon Gamliel Omer, no sin as hakana beinahim. So once again, these projections, these pitputim, which we're learning are not on the bottom of the Kira, but they're going above, so the stick coming out to the side horizontal a little bit, and then going up on that right as a right angle. Now they are parallel to the Kira that come out though at a right angle and then go up. So the Mishnah says, and then Rishon Gamliel, you take the kana like kior and kano. Kano is a base. So the Mishnah is saying that there used to be that people would often have their Kira sitting on a base, on a kana. And that base was typically three etzbos wider in radius than the radius of the Kira itself. So this is very easy. Since we know three etzbos have significance to be considered part of the Kira, so it's a very simple solution to figure out what's considered the airspace. Take that disc, take that kana, that base from underneath that the Kira is sitting on. It's not attached, it's sitting on. Now bring it above the Kira and lean it down on top, place it down on top of those projections, which are coming out to the side somewhat and going up. And since you know that the Kira, that disc itself, that ring, that kind of that base is typically has a radius of three etzbos and no more beyond the Kira. So then you'll be able to figure out as far as that goes, min ha-kana v'lachutz, from the kana and outward, tahor, that's tahor, that's not part of the Kira. That part of those projections are not considered part of the airspace of the Kira because they're more than three etzbos. Min ha-kana v'lefnim, from the kana and inward, umakom ha-kana and the kana, this place, of course, of the kana itself, which is above the Kira, tamei, that is considered tamei. So that's how we're able to be mishar, able to measure what's considered the airspace above this Kira with these projections that come out to the side first and then go up, is just simply using the base that's underneath it, which goes no more than three etzbos beyond the Kira. That's what it typically does. And use that to measure the airspace that's above the Kira. Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. Hatanur shechatzatzo b'nisarim. Here you have a tanur, back to a tanur, the oven baking that we use for baking the bread in an earthenware oven. And what you did was you made a mechitza, either with planks, nisarim boards, or yirios, or curtains, just make sure they don't catch fire. So we want to know whether this is able to divide the tanur to serve as a mechitza so that if, let's say, there's a dead sheretz on one side and there's food on the other side, would we say that the food still becomes tameh or it's considered a mechitza and the tumah doesn't transfer? So the Mishnah says, HaTanur shechatzatzo, that you made this interposition binisarim with boards, obirios, or with curtains. Nimsa sheretz b'makom achada kol tameh. If there's a sheretz on one side in one section, the whole thing, any ochlin or mashkim on the other side of the mechitza are considered tamei. The mechitza is not effective when it comes to klei cheres to protect it from any type of tumah. Well, a kaveres is a beehive, which looks like a basket. So it's, if it's pechusa, so if it's closed, so then it's a separate kli. But here, the bottom is open. And because the bottom is open, so now it doesn't have the status of kli anymore. Anything can come through the top and come through the bottom. And where you put it, umakuka bakash, before you put it into the tanur, you filled it up, that opening, you filled it up with straw. So now it's closed. Nothing is going to fall through. Question is, does it now return to have the status of a kli or not? So the Mishnah says like this, umishul shelis la'avir ha-tanur. Now what you do, you lower this kaveres, this beehive, now in this basket, now into the open space of the tanur. So hasheretz b'socha, if there's a sheretz inside the kaveres, ha-tanur tamei, The tanur is still tame. Why doesn't the kaveris protect the tanur from becoming tame? It's a separate kli. The answer is not a separate kli. It's only a mechitza. The fact that you filled up with the bottom hole with kash of the kaveris with straw, that doesn't bring it back to being a kli. It's merely a mechitza now. It's just an interposition. It's nothing else. And because of a partition at best, And because of that, the tumah will transfer from that which is in the kaveres to that which is in the tanur. Hasheretz batanur ochlin shebesocha tumein. Therefore, if there's a dead sheretz in the tanur, any food that's in the kaveres is going to be tumah. Once again, the kaveres is not a kli anymore because there's a hole on the bottom. Filling it up with straw is not going to return its status of a kli. And therefore, tuma will transfer from the kaveres to the tanur and vice versa. However, if let's say you actually filled it in, let's say you filled it in properly, or you fixed it, or let's say it never had a hole at all, you didn't have to fill it in with any kash. So then we consider the kaveres to be toch tocha, not the toch of the tanur, but rather toch tocha of the tanur, which does protect any food or drink from becoming tamei when there is a tuma in the tanur, or vice versa. This is based on the pasuk. It says v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el tocho. So this is if there's a dead sheretz in the tanur, and if in the toch, in the airspace, so then that so the tanur becomes tameh. So we learn from there. It says el tocho v'lo el toch tocho. Only in the kli itself. That's in the that's only in the tanur itself, but not in a kli that's in the tanur. So that's why if it's not a kli, so then it's only a mechitza. Mechitza is not effective to protect it from tumah. But if it's a real kli, then it will protect it. Rabbi Eliezer mitayeh. Rabbi Eliezer actually says even the kaveris, even this beehive that's open on the bottom and filled in with kash. He claims that filling it with kash, with straw, it does return it to its status of a kli. Therefore, it serves as a real chatzitza and not a full mechitza, but a full interposition and not and a full kli to protect it from tumah. He does agree, though, with the Tanakhama, though, according to most, that that if you have a mechitza, though, made out of boards or made out of curtains, that already he admits is not considered a chatzitza to protect. A real interposition to protect the tumah from going from one side to the other. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, imitzila, and Rabbi Eliezer comes to defend his position on this matter. Why I know that the kaveres that had an opening and then you filled in with kash that certainly should protect tumah from transferring from the tanur to the kaveres or vice versa. Because he says like this, imitzila b'meis hechamur lo tatzil b'kli cheres hakal. He says this should be a kavachomer. A kaveres that had an opening on the bottom, and of course on the top too, and it lost its status of a kli. And then you filled it in with kash, with straw. And now you put it in an ohel hames. There's a dead body in that room. So the halacha is that because the kaveres is closed, assuming it's closed on the top and the bottom, so that kaveres is going to, if there's anything inside, it will not become tameh. The tumah in the room will not make this kaveres tameh. Meaning nothing in the kaveres will become tameh. That's based on, we'll learn that in Ohalos, in Perek Tes. And the laws of Tumas Meis, we know, are a lot more chamor than the halachos that we're discussing over here for Kli Cheres. Tumas Meis, a person and Kalim become tameh for 7 days. So, and Kli Cheres, what's it making tameh? Ochlen and Mashkim. So that's all Kli Cheres. That's the worst. There's dead sheretz hanging in the airspace. It's going to make food and drink tameh. And it's not even tameh for 7 days. So if we're saying that in an ohel hames, a kaveres that's completely covered, is top and bottom, is going to protect any tumah of tumas meis from getting in. So kal vachomer, it should protect any tumah that when its kaveres is in the kli cheres, is in the tanur made of cheres. So amalo, so the chacham said back to Rabbi Eliezer, in itzila b'meis hachamur shekein cholkim ohalim. Tatzil b'kli cheres akal she'ein cholkim kli cheres. You're comparing apples and oranges. When it comes to the laws of ohel, when we speak about a house, so and tumas meis, the halacha is that a mechitza can divide an OL into two parts. If you divided the house into two parts with planks, with boards or curtains, and there's two in the house, the kelim on the other side are actually going to be tar. That's based on a Mishnah halos in Perek Tezvav. But Kli Cheres, on the one hand, yes, you said is more lenient. It's true when it comes to the types of tumah and the length of the tumah. But when it comes to the kaveres, happens to be it's not true. Tatzil b'kli cheres akal she'en chokim kli cheres, a mechitza doesn't help by kli cheres. We learned that from the previous Mishnah, at the beginning of the Mishnah. So it's true that in certain respects, the halachos of tumas meis are more chamor, but this halacha that we can't divide a kli cheres into two parts with a mechitza, obviously is more strict than the halacha of an oel, which can be divided into halves, and that's why when it comes to oel ameis, a mechitza is able to divide and save one side from tumas meis on the other side.